Bonjour à tous. Hello to everyone tuning into this little Anglophone moment on what we call Hicksville. And this year, I am celebrating 30 years in the Gers, obviously remaining as fresh-faced as I was then. But what is remarkable and delightful is that the Gers has not changed that much. Yes, we see the odd Ferrari zooming along our hilly roads, which we didn't do before, and everyone has internet, more or less, all the time. But fundamentally, the landscape looks the same. This month has seen the sad departure of two great lovers of the Gers that I know of, though neither of them was here when their time came. The one was the effervescent Linda Lyons, who converted a house in the ramparts of La Romieux and was a great supporter of the local art scene in the town. The other, of course, was Lord Lawson, Nigel Lawson to us, the former, and judging by the obituaries, one of UK's most astute chancellors, who up to 3 years ago was a resident in the Gers, a regular fixture in the local social scene. In his vivid blue polo shirt, or pale pink and white check shirt when he was dining out. And last year we said goodbye to Lord and Lady Wakeham, another eminent Tory peer who lived in a pretty house just beyond our shared dustbins. They are happily fit and well, but back in the UK. Another well-known Brit in the Gers was Dame Diana Rigg, who sadly left us a couple of years ago. And that was one of the big surprises I found coming down here to this ostensibly rural part of France that nobody'd heard of, was that there were quite a few public figures tucked away in chateaus and farmhouses across the region. So, now let's look at what those of us living here now can look forward to in the coming week. It really feels that spring has sprung. The garden is suddenly full of colour, and there are events celebrating spring wherever you look over the weekend. From 12 o'clock to 8 o'clock on Saturday, Sunday and Monday, the Guinguette de Printemps at the Manufacture de Lecture. There's a buvette, that's a sort of pop-up tavern where you can enjoy a glass or two as you admire the beautiful fabric designs made by textile artist Isabelle de Maisonneuve. This kind of pop-up event, of course, is called éphémère in French, which sounds rather more lyrical and romantic than pop-up. But then, that's the difference between our two languages. Also on the 29th, the village of Berrac, home to 85 residents, famed for being one of the most beautiful villages in the Gers, is opening its doors. The Association de Berrac will be offering all kinds of plants and flowers and inviting us to marvel at their flower displays. And there'll be a cooking demonstration from a top chef, Lionel Coisnon. The cost for the day is €37, but that covers everything that happens. For more information, call Monique on 0616 787 284. Or email berracvillagegersois@gmail.com. On the 30th, if you get up early from 7 o'clock, the village of Serran is having its vide-grenier. So if you've got stuff to sell, you'll need to register on 0606 422579. But if eating and drinking is your preference, the village of Tanay, just outside Lectoure, is holding their repas de printemps. If you're interested in that, you better call straight away on 0680540097. For €18, they're offering an apéro amuse-gueule, jambon braisé, potato sardelaise, that's cooked with goose fat, very good for the heart, dessert, coffee and armagnac, sounds like a veritable feast. And not only that, but in Mas d'Auvignon, they're inviting you to a troc plant plante, a graine, everything you need to make your garden grow, seeds of every kind. It's on all day from 9, and there'll be food and drink available at a cost of €10. For more information, call 0562 289282. So, this week we're all about plants and flowers, and with the holidays ahead of us, plenty of time to get digging. See you next time.